Blog Talk Radio.
From Daytime After Dark. Tonight we have, it feels like this has been a week of interviews, which it has. It's been a great week of interviews. And don't worry, I know I didn't really post all of them yesterday because I forgot. But don't worry, everything will be posted by this weekend. And now we are waiting on Andrea Evans. She's not on the Facebook yet. It's just, a week of interviews, really good interviews. You guys gotta go back and listen to them because I'm really proud of our interviews from this week. I mean, they were in-depth, fun, everything in between. And I'm going to bring on Nadia. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm tired. I counted on my fingers today. I thought we only did 5 interviews this week. No,
yep.
We did more than 5.
No, I think it was 5. No, I think it was 5.
No,
we did 5.
I thought we did 6. For some reason, I thought we did 6.
I know, I think it was 5. I still think it was 5.
Okay, see? See, this is why I need you because my brain's gone, like I told you earlier. It's just gone. I don't know when it will be back. Hopefully it will be back for our Monday's interview. Who do we have on Monday?
We have Gregory Zarian.
Okay, and he's been on what shows and everything for people who know?
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm trying to adjust my headphones here.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on a second. What is going on with these things? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel every time we say that we are like
on that Verizon commercial.
The Verizon thing.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello,
I know.
Can you hear me?
And let's see.
He was on from 0 to I Love You, Hawkeyes with Guns, 86 Melrose Avenue, Hometown Hero. He was on a lot. Let's see. The Wishmakers of Life Gets in the Way, Woman on the Edge, Hot Child in the City, 4 Steps,
wow.
Next Scene Painter. Yeah, he was on a lot. Yeah.
You know how you told me you don't have any siblings?
No.
Well, in a way, you are good, because ever since the pandemic, my brothers and sisters and I have been crazy. Little group texts that, like, you know, I hope no one ever sees, because they are really, really bad. I mean, some of them. And, I mean, I find that funny, because we are, when we are all doing this. I mean, if it's just the siblings and not the parents, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My brothers are now convinced that me and my sister are adopted. So, yeah, because we took the DNA Ancestry.com thing, and all of us didn't end up with everything. So both of them are running with the notion that we could be adopted now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what, you call your mom a name then? And, you know, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, Andrea is usually not late, which is really weird. And
I know.
Thought I have a phone number in here. Let's see, do I? No, I have about a million and one text. I don't know how your phone looks, Nadia, but
how do you have 1,000 texts?
I'll do another. So let's see. Yeah, it looks like what do you call it? Like something been hit every time. Let's go this way. Let's see. So what did you...
Huh? Oh, what did I have? I had lobster pie dinner from Belle Isle. It's a fish food place.
Oh.
It's really good.
Oh, and I just mentioned to Andrea, you know, to see why she's not here yet. You know, do not let me know what happened on the today or yesterday, since I didn't watch it. I mean, I had that all in good intention of watching it. I really did. But then the sleep took over. And then I, you know, once I'm asleep, people should not wake me, you know. That's why we can try never to book what I have, and I regretted it, at 9 o'clock in the morning for the West Coast. Don't try and book a 9 o'clock appointment unless you want me, you know, not out there. But, I mean, so I'm going to bring on the boys.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I'm feeling nice. I'm
hey guys, Nalia, what time is the show on Monday?
The show on Monday,
Monday,
I will tell you right now. I just had to pull up the schedule. Oh, because there's so much. Let's see. The show on Monday
with the live, yeah,
is at 5. It's same time as tonight.
Oh. 5 o'clock Carly's time.
Yep,
gotcha.
And 5 o'clock Carly's time and 8 o'clock ours.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right.
And, I just want to say, I want to say, reading my Twitter feed from today, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Stop picking on my colleague, okay? You know what? Everyone is a stupid hypocrite, because you know what? They want to say my girl has done this, that, and everything, and we're all number one. Okay, yes, but number two, Nina, the same one that is claiming that Bobby could be her grandson, the same one person that did try to steal Avery from Ava, and do not get me started on Ava's wrongdoings, like, Nadia, because we will be here all night, right? Okay. So please, do not. And you know what? If anyone wants to blame anyone about the aftermath of now, I have one person to blame. One person. And it starts with the Z and ends with the X. And it should be ASS with it. Jackass to doing this. He's the one that brought this in. And before people say, Jocelyn needed a kidney. Okay, number one, Sunny and Jason, well, no. Jason was kind of devastated with Jake at that time. Okay, Sunny will bought a kidney on the black market for Carly. Okay, I'm not saying that's right. But if time was of the answer to get her a kidney thing, that, you know, that's how they could, you know, but no, they just have caused havoc in my good life. And yes. And David, where's your girlfriend? Did I say that out loud? Oh, I thought I did say that to myself.
But she already knew that. She already knew I'm my girlfriend. Secret up. Secret up. What's up? Take a secret.
What'd you say?
I have no idea.
No,
that
I can take with D. Love her, take with D. She already knows that. There's no secret.
Okay, well, we are waiting for her. And how did you get a hold
of her? Is
she coming? Yesterday. Nadia, did you confirm with her yesterday?
Did I? No, David confirmed with her.
Okay.
Because he already told me that's why I didn't.
Okay, well.
I could try. Oh, she's on now. That sounded so wrong.
Okay, so I'm telling you, I almost called you Nina. I'm telling you, Nadia,
That's fine. I could be Nina.
Okay, Friday, okay. Like I said, by the time Friday comes, my brain's gone. My brain is gone. And,
it's on Fridays.
You know, what?
It's on Fridays.
Okay, if I'm with you, David.
He's trying to say it every day, your brain's gone.
If I were you, David, I would be good. Because I am in control of the Swiss boat. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to get back for you for yesterday. I'm bad mouth. You called me bad mouth yesterday.
Hello?
Okay. And by the way,
are you there, Bobby?
My Amazon. Nadia, my Amazon is kind of getting way overboard. Okay, so I had a package delivered yesterday to my parents, today, and Sunday. Okay. And I got a text from my mom and goes, okay, will you stop buying things? And my defense is I've been, you know, you can be on Amazon and you can get things really, really for good prices and everything. But yes, that's my whole thing. That's my whole thing about it. yeah, and how many interviews do we have next week?
Hold on, let me pull up the schedule. I'm telling you, if I don't have the schedule, I don't know what I do.
Okay, see, you know, this is why I handed it over to you, because I'm not great with a responsibility like that. I'm great at
the week of the 8th.
The 8th
to the 12th.
And I'm good with knowing everyone's history. Okay? K keeping those cousins.
Okay, so
safe.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, we have 7 interviews next week.
Holy shit, so long. Okay, so see, with you and I can say that and get away with. I am not looking forward to next weekend, and I will tell you why. Has nothing to do with the interviews. Okay, it's Valentine's weekend, and my boyfriend's booking, even though he's out of state, but he's booking on weekend. And then on Sunday, which is my 2-year anniversary from my operation, I had my operation on Valentine's Day in itself. That wasn't really good. Well, it was. I mean, I'm glad I did it, you know, even though it was scary. That I have to go and get my second vaccine on the 14th. You know, and so please don't make an interview on the 15th, Nadia, because in case the vaccine does something to me for 24 hours, because my sister will actually warn me.
We don't have
who
nothing
me,
on
me. Who warned me? No, we have an interview next Monday, David, and we talked about it. Nadia and I always talk, and it's fine. So, but
yeah, well, we know that. On the 15th. We're talking about the 15th. We don't have an interview. We know that.
No, he said. Today. Yeah, he said the 15th. There's no interview on the 15th.
Well, I'm just telling you, Nadia, I'm scared of the second dose because everyone tells me after the second dose
hurt.
Of it.
Yeah. I heard that it hurts.
Well, it does hurt, but also. People say they are getting, you know, they get the 24-hour bug. So I'm like, you know, I don't understand that. And, you know, so in the whole thing with Jennifer Lopez and asked why we guess she did not see Donald. People stopped spreading lies for Alex. I'm just trying to buy time, really. Yeah, I'm good at buying time. You know, on Amazon, you can actually get a bed. I was actually looking at beds on Amazon.
You can.
I mean, not that I need a new bed or anything. I mean, I would love a new bed, even though I have the most comfortable bed ever. But I want a queen size instead of a full. But the problem is, people, when you have an apartment, you can't. Have a queen size in an apartment. So, you know, and like I've been looking for like a new bed just for the heck of it. And the one I found, which was really, would be awesome, was a Steely mattress. And but the problem is, it's like $1,000 bed. Yeah, that's the only problem. I love it when I say that's the only problem too. Besides, it would not fit in my apartment right now. Oh, Sean Kanan just made me laugh. He goes on Twitter, has anyone ever been bombarded by a Marriott telephone mafia? Those bandits call a dozen times a week, no matter how many times I block them. They won't stop it. Marriott, you cry in the dark. I'm sorry. I thought that was funny. Yeah, and hopefully we will have fun. back on the system because I love Song Kanan. And
me too.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay. Snow in the mountain for this weekend, but the coldest air winter is heading our way next week. Slim chance for the lowlands late Saturday, late Sunday, maybe next week for some snow. Calling with some snow. You know,
no
Cali
snow.
No,
no, then come to Massachusetts and New York. Because that's where
we're number one.
It's in New Hampshire. And
number one, if it snowed, it will really get me, like, it will make me really seriously get caught up with everything. Because it would be too cold to want to go anywhere. Leave my bed. So that's why I'm hoping the snow comes. And,
right.
I can't believe Andre is not here yet.
I know, but, David, did she say anything?
No, did she say anything to you?
Me, no, she hasn't answered me yet.
Me either. And then I thought I have a phone number, I thought, because I have some of the Hollywood phone numbers in my phone, people. Not telling you. But I do.
So do I.
What?
So do I, tell people.
Well, let's see. So what is everyone doing this weekend? Bobby, what are you doing? Bobby?
Yeah. And
what are you doing?
Okay, don't do that. I mean, you scared me.
I know, you scared me too. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
What
are you doing this weekend, Bobby?
And or I'm going to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. And order some appetizers for the game. And on Saturday, I'm probably just going to take and maybe catch up and maybe watch a movie on Saturday night.
That sounds like a fun
that same cold system that you guys is supposed to hit North Carolina as well with cold weather, but it might end up giving us some snow by the end of next weekend, hopefully.
For the Super Bowl people, okay. For the Super Bowl, okay. Who are you going for? Are you guys going for the Chiefs or Buccaneers?
I'm going for the Bucks.
Okay. David?
I'm going for the Chiefs.
Okay. David?
Florida.
David?
Florida.
Florida
is
my
image.
wait.
I know. I'm going for Kansas Chiefs.
Wait,
go for Chiefs.
I apologize. Okay, fine. I didn't know the Buccaneers were from Tampa. Okay, because they've only been a team for a couple years, I guess, but I'm going for the Chiefs because, you know, I don't have an emotional stake in this year because on my team, I want out of there, and I'm not happy with who they picked for the halftime show. You know, I mean, I'm really not happy with that because, you know, they could have picked someone. They could have picked Nadia.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
So, you know. Okay, so let's begin. You know, have time. Will be performed by The Weeknd, which I've heard of the group, but I really don't like them. So let's see, and
I like
know,
that
and
one song that they got, the new one that they got. I like that one song
you know
they
what?
Got, that new one they got.
Yeah, well, and the only one. I mean, I was hoping Jennifer Lopez was again, because I liked it last year, but my favorite Super Bowl halftime, and I'm only saying this because it was so controversial, was with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, I believe. That, you know, that was amazing if everyone remembers what happened there. And because of that, that's why we have 5-minute delays or 5-second delays on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I like that, I did not see anything wrong with them when it happened. I mean, okay, it kind of made their career. I mean, really, Janet got the whole, you know, buck of it. And Justin
yeah.
didn't.
The way I look at that is if I look at one of Janet Jackson's albums, she have her hands.
Yeah,
over
I mean,
somebody has their hands over her breast, and 10 years later, Justin Timberlake did the exact same thing and it caused a big problem. What was wrong with that when she did that album? How come they didn't put an FCC parental guidance warning on that album versus what happened 10 years later? And then with Justin Timberlake, his career just tore up, but Janet's career went downhill after that.
Well, that's true, but I mean, okay, I know all the parents that they'll freak out about when that happened. About the nudity and everything. Okay, maybe it was a little wrong. Maybe it was this crazy, one of those crazy things, but I remember I was in a restaurant watching the Super Bowl that year. We were hungry. But we had to drive 45 minutes, you guys, to find an open restaurant that would take us. Because every restaurant was filled up. But I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. No. I mean, here they haven't opened the restaurants up. Have they in Boston area?
What?
I mean,
what
in
the restaurant?
Oh,
meaning, can you go in?
Okay. They have the restaurants open. I mean, you can sit inside and stuff, but it's still
really?
Limited people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it! We don't. We
wow.
just have to go. Yeah, we well. Because we are Washington, and an hour ago, Washington Health said, don't get sidelined by coronavirus. Protect yourself and loved ones by not mixing households. Celebrate the Super Bowl with the ones you live with. Oh, host a virtual party. Okay, so yeah, this is funny. That was supposed to be, what, fun? I myself, you know, never thought we would be in this for you. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine, you guys, that we were all teenagers and this was happening to us? Okay, I personally would hate, okay, there are two folds. I wouldn't mind with the school aspect because it would be online and I could watch the stuff while I do my homework and my online stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not going anywhere would be like, you know, bad. But, you know, after you reach 35, 40, like, you don't really want to go out on a Friday night, really. I mean, I don't. I'd rather be, well, I'm always on my show, so, yeah. I forgot, yeah. Oh, and we are paying our respects to Christopher Plummer. He was in the Sound of Music. Yes. You know, I saw the Sound of Music. Okay, this is the thing about the Sound of Music, I mean. Okay, I've seen the Sound of Music, but I've never seen the Sound of Music all the way because the movie is too long. Okay, I mean, I'm amazed I made it to the Titanic. Well, I love the Titanic. I love the Titanic. Okay, if you guys saw a movie you guys really loved and you had to watch it and it was on TV right now, okay, when we are not on the radio, what movie would you just have to play again? Bobby?
Well, does Christmas movies count? Because I would say Christmas, but I get the TV with every Christmas Eve. So, really, I don't know if other than Home Alone, if you don't count that being a Christmas, yeah.
Okay. What about you, David?
Well, everybody knows that I'm an Austin Cat fan. Anytime Psycho's on TV, I watch it over and over again. Psycho. I love that movie.
Hmm.
Even too, though. I'm big African fans. Yeah, African movie. I love.
Okay. What about you, Nadia?
What movie? I want to say The Notebook. I love that movie.
No. Like if they were on TV.
Oh.
On you. At home. Like if you're at home. And you start seeing, you know, putting the TV on and you flip and your favorite movie is on TV, what would it be?
If my favorite
That's
movie
what I
is
meant.
On TV, I don't really even know, to be honest.
Give me an action movie. Give me an action movie. Need Will Smith.
Men in Black.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That movie. Yep.
Great movies. Men in Black. 1, 2, and 3. And 4. What kind of 4? 4 was stupid.
For me, movies go in categories. Okay. It would be Father of the Bride Part 2, Adventures in Babysitting, and if I just really want to scare the crap out of me just for the heck of it, The Hand of the Cradle.
Oh, great movie.
I do not, okay, I'm sorry, I do not get why, You know, I don't get, you know, I don't get you thinking about why you like horror movies so badly. I do not get it. Honestly, I think there's something physically wrong with you.
But I like to say that 13, the interesting. I think that's be scared. I don't do it scared. I'm out of that. Since I was 13, I watched a horror movie, Black and White. It's something I grew up on. I was at them since I was 13. Black and White, so I was Black and White, Frankenstein, Mummy. All right. It's been hooked to them. Like a drug, I can't stop looking at them. I have.
Well, I'm sorry, but as much as I, you know, think you're great, am I thing? I cannot see a horror movie, and it's all my, no, my brothers have scarred me for life. They were ones who watched Freddy Krueger, Jason, all those. I'm sorry, they scarred me and my sister for life over that. And, yes, but, I mean, I'm like, feels like, lifetime movies that, okay, we have 8 minutes left in the show. No guest. You know.
David,
Nadia,
and Carly. David, Nadia, and Carly. Right.
What?
David, Nadia, Carly. Please text back to Andrea and tell her that we apologize that she didn't come on the show.
She did?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Oh, where was that? Where was that?
No, tonight.
Bobby? So tonight.
You talk about tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Hold on.
For our guest.
Okay, okay, Bobby, you gave me confused like normal. Who said that?
I did.
Bobby said that to me just now, and you just now.
And David.
Oh, and David.
I never got it.
No. There's nothing to get. He said to have us ask. I can't even talk. message her saying that we're sorry that she didn't come on the show. No. If she said that earlier, none of us would be on right now.
Okay, fine. You know what? Everything is confusing me right now, and I'm a very confused person right now because, on Facebook. So we'll need to be vindicated. We'll see if I know Sunny is not in Nacho College. If that bitch does that, you are dead to me. But before I do that, I still want to send me a watch for the honor. So, you know. She was just to me. And the only one that you're not allowed to book is Ingo. Nadia, because the whole interview, I will be probably, I will be nice, but I will probably remind him of every felony he's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
see you all back.
Yeah.
I hear you bringing up.
I would bring it up. Okay? I mean, when we had Lillian on, I was nice, I was sweet, but I told him, and Maggie told him, if he tests Sunny's hair so much as a little thing, you know, you know, what was I saying? Okay, you know what? Okay. I'm going to long-link of interviews Nadia and I have done. I don't remember, you know, right now what. You know, I woke up thinking today was Saturday, number one. Okay? And number two, I thought Nadia was in acting class today. And number three.
That's tomorrow.
Well, I know that. But no, for like a minute when I woke up, I'm like, why am I up? And then I looked at my phone. And it's a Friday. I'm like, an Arctic outbreak will blast Midwest with windshield cold is 50 minus 50 below. I don't know what that means, but it must mean something. Okay, I never took weathering in high school. I never paid attention. Yeah, I really didn't really pay attention. Okay, so wait. North Dakota. See, I'm seeing, Bobby, if it's going to head where you are. See, I'm a very concerned for you. See, I do have a heart. Something because you don't drive me crazy. Oh, my God. Maggie is not going to be happy this weekend. Minneapolis will wake up to below zero. Chicago will manage the low temperatures to just below zero. And it's moving to the East Coast. Oh, my God. And they are saying that Boston might get it, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, Nadia, if you feel like, you know, getting on a plane and coming here, I have an extra room. And during the show, I always have my heat on. But I know we are right in the middle of a pandemic, but, you know. A lot of people are breaking the rules and going to, like, Hawaii. So, yes. And I love Michael and Willow. And don't you, Nadia?
Huh?
You're not listening to
somebody. I am, but you're fading away from me. I couldn't hear.
Okay, so I love Michael and Willow. You know?
I know that.
I want Michael and Willow like to have another baby. And
nope.
Have another baby and name Carly. Okay. But
you never had first baby. You did have first baby together. Yeah.
You know what? I was talking to Nadia, David. I was talking to my partner and client. Okay, so I think it's safe to say that she's not going to come, right? I mean, it's been 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's time to happen. I'll find out why.
It's going to happen. And, David, I'm sorry. I know you've been looking forward to this all week. So we
me now you've been me now you've been looking for it.
No, I wanted to talk to her tonight, Andrea.
Yeah. Yes, she did. And so while I'm doing this weekend, I'm relaxing, I'm writing, I'm catching up on my screenplay, and I'm sleeping. And I'm not going to do anything that gets me in jail this weekend. That's the goal.
Okay.
And Nadia, you will know why I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
If you just read your message.
I know. I'm replying.
I think is the best thing that came out of 2020 actually was Nadia. For me, having someone that totally just means totally understanding, knows that I'm kind of crazy sometimes. And I have.
Well, because I am too.
I know, we are both. Yep. But just the thought of it. I think that irks me the most, you know. And just so you know, my bruising that I told everyone with my arm when I fell is still there. And it's, like, I didn't know. It like, all over my, my right arm. No. If someone saw me, I look like someone beat me up.
No.
That's what I look like. I know. So don't fall in the middle of the night and have the light on. I mean, that's violent. Okay, I guess we can end the show. And we will reach out to Andrea and see what happens. And we schedule her. And have a very relaxing weekend, guys.
Yes, you
all
do.
Right.
Okay,
all see
right.
Everybody Monday.
All right,
bye.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye.